if the Cat used nine lives or had nine lives, you used about six of them in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yes.
No, what a game. You know, it was exciting. Our crowd was rocking. You know, it was nice. They just do what they do so well that speeds you up, and it's hard to get these guys settled in to, you know, to run our stuff. They see advantages, and they try to take them. And, you know, we had to be smarter, you know, really handling that ball. I thought too many times we took off with it, and they were running and jumping from behind, and we weren't aware. And that's crazy to think because, I mean, we go over it a lot when we prepare for them. And, but, you know, the end of the game, we made the plays that we needed to. You know, we leave number 21 alone. He hits a three. It's big. So we just kind of it was just down and, you know, back and forth. And neither team, you know, especially for us, I just didn't think we got into our offense very well. You know, we just have to be better with that. But, you know, we got the win. But, you know, it's one of those things. You break the press, and you're going so fast to break it that you forget that you can slow down and run offense because it's just half-court man after that. And, you know, that we knew they were going to double Jackson, and it seemed like they always had a guy assigned to double him, regardless of who it was. Made his catches tough down there, very physical. And then, you know, Coulter just had an amazing game. You know, he's tough getting downhill. You know, he's very athletic, bouncy, strong, and he made it tough on us, but, you know, we were there to make the plays at the end.
Yes, you were. And, you know, I got to ask a question here. You guys missed a lot from underneath the basket tonight.
Yeah.
Did that kind of maybe weigh on you guys mentally for a while in the game?
I think the just, again, you know, not showing a lot of poise, a lot of composure on those. I thought we were, especially early, I thought we were just flying around like crazy on offense, and we were getting layup opportunities, but we were just so sped up mentally that, you know, we rushed those finishes. You know, and I don't know how many we missed down there, but it seemed like a bunch. And, you know, that's part of what they do. They speed you up for sure, and it makes it tough. But we just have to be better than that. You know, we've got to finish layups. We've got to get ourselves under control. But, you know, I thought our guys late, I thought the fourth quarter we did a better job of shooting some shots, you know, a little bit more balanced. Weren't rushing them, but yeah, you know, it's everything comes back down to we were sped up, and unfortunately, you know, that caused us to miss quite a few layups. But at the same time, again, we get the win, which is huge for us in the sub-state, and just got to go back to work and practice those things, I guess.
Yep. And yeah, no, you know, just what a night. I think really we saw Alex Tarango really kind of take charge in the scoring when you needed some baskets there. And what a big night for him there with 9 points there. And, you know, he makes probably the play of the game there with that after Lakin had the offensive rebound there late. He just rips it out of the hands there and then he gets fouled with 2 tenths.
Yeah, that was a big play for us. It was a, you know, there's so many ugly things in that. But, you know, they come out, they get the guy at the elbow, and Jackson kind of misread it, and he overhelped, and then all of a sudden that kid gets downhill, and you know, Alex is right where he needed to be and was very, very physical, taking that rebound away. Honestly, we were actually, after he missed the first free throw, I just told him to miss it again, that way they couldn't stop anything, and he said, okay, and then he made it, and he had this puzzled look on his face, so maybe we'll just tell him to miss it more often. But, you know, I thought Avery and Jackson were huge for us, you know, contesting shots at the rim, you know, getting us extra possessions. And those are the things that those guys do well, and we need them to continue to do it.
All right. And, you take a look at this. This is such a big win for you guys. And, you know, overall, did you feel like you handled the pressure of Lakin?
You know, I thought we did. I thought it was just, I mean, when you talk about their pressure, their pressure is 94 feet because they're always running somebody behind you to try to trap. So we handled it fine for the first 50. It was just after that, the tail end of it where we were making our plays. The first quarter, we, you know, despite missing some layups, I thought we did a really good job of pitching it ahead and looking across court to get easy layups. And we converted those because they were uncontested. When we tried to over dribble is where we got in trouble. And so that's something that, you know, we can make them look at and understand. You know, we want to make these, you know, these layups as unguarded as possible. When they're trying to, you know, use another man out here to trap you, you've got the advantage on the backside. But you only have the advantage if you're willing to pass the ball a little bit sooner than what you're liking. And I thought the first quarter we did that. You know, I'm sure there was a couple in the second half that we moved the ball pretty well. But for the whole game, you know, I thought we did fine, you know, with the pressure. But it still got to us, and it got to us in a big way because we didn't finish layups.
And, you know, Jackson Rumford, you knew this was probably going to be a big situation for him. He was going to be double-teamed, triple-teamed. How do you feel like he handled that tonight?
Again, you know, he's taking those steps to be a really dominant player. He's got unbelievable footwork down there. Honestly, the first half, it wasn't that he was floating around. I think our guards are just too sped up to find him. Mm-hmm. You know, because when we finally get down there, we call a couple set plays, and he gets two easy layups, you know, which, you know, looking at this, he only had four field goals in the first half, you know, and three of those are on set plays that we're looking for him, you know. So it's just one of those things, like, even when we're running our, you know, our flow offense type stuff, you know, we still want to look at him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got a little sped up and weren't able to find him early enough. And but, you know, I thought he did a great job late. I thought he did a really good job because he knew that double team was coming, and you saw him a couple times kick it out and repost, and you saw him another time where he pass faked and that cleared it, and then he went to work from there. So he continues to grow as a player, and he's a pretty special kid.
Well, now you go 2-1 here at home. I think that's a big thing to protect the home courts, and you go 2-1 in this three-game streak. Now you go to Holcomb on Friday night, and that's going to be an angry team. They got upset tonight by Ulysses.
Well, I would say that surprises me, except for if the Ulysses team that played in the second quarter here last week showed up, then they're dangerous. I mean, I was talking to one of the other coaches in the league, and it was like, they're going to beat somebody, you know, and everybody hopes it's not them. So. I'm sure their homecoming and after that happened, I'm guessing they're going to be pretty motivated to come in and play well. But, you know, I don't know whether or not they got the Mesa kid back. I had heard he was coming back, which is another player that they have to bang around with Jackson down there. So, you know, if he does, we'll have to watch and wait and see what happens with them. But we got to get really prepared for them. You know, it's unlike, you know, what we saw tonight. Yeah. You know, it's a totally different game. Because of the way that, you know, Holcomb likes to play it. So we're going to definitely have to be prepared for them. You know, the first game we played them, I don't know if anybody remembers, but, you know, we had a lot of their guys in foul trouble, which happened to us tonight. We got three starters sitting on the bench for, you know, a few minutes in the second quarter. So we've got to be able to play without fouling. But, you know, we want to be aggressive enough and see if we can't do that again, because it really paid off for us when they went a little bit smaller. You know, Jackson had a huge second quarter, really extended our lead. So, you know, Holcomb's always very well prepared because Chad does such a great job. So we're going to have to be in there and compete for 32 minutes.
Well, enjoy this one tonight, Coach. A big win to get to 9-8, and that moves you into second place in the sub-state standings with the three games to go. What a wild swing here.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild ride to finish it, that's for sure.
Thanks again, Coach.
All right, thanks, Adam.